Writer-director Richard Linklater isn't just a member of the Slacker generation. He virtually invented it with his film Slacker in 1990. 2 years later, he made Dazed and Confused, which followed so many different teenagers through the last days of high school that it could have passed for a Slacker Altman movie. But in his new picture, Linklater has cut his cast of major characters down to two. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Before Sunrise.
One of the best things about Before Sunrise is the way it evokes that period of youth in your early 20s, when you're no longer a kid, but you're not quite anything else yet. And one of the worst things about Before Sunrise is the way it evokes that period of youth in your early 20s, when you're no longer a kid, well, you get the idea. The plot is simplicity itself. On a train from Budapest, a young American named Jesse, played by Ethan Hawke, runs into a young French woman named Céline, played by Julie Delpy. They repair to the club car to chat. Jesse can't manage French, but Céline's English is impeccable. And as the train pulls into Vienna, Jesse proposes that Céline get off and join him for his last 14 hours in Europe. He intends to wander around Vienna all night until it's time for his morning plane. Naturally, she hesitates, until Jesse unleashes the pickup line to end all pickup lines.
Think of it like this. Jump ahead 10, 20 years, okay? And you're married. And only your marriage doesn't have that same energy that it used to have. You know, you start to blame your husband. You start to think about all those guys you've met in your life and what might have happened if you picked up with one of them, right? Well, I'm one of those guys. That's me. You know, so think of this as time travel from then to now to find out what you're missing out on. See, what this really could be is a gigantic favor to both you and your future husband to find out that you're not missing out on anything. I'm just as big a loser as he is, totally unmotivated, totally boring, and you made the right choice and you're really happy.
After that, nothing much happens. Jesse and Céline roam through Vienna, strangely missing its major sights, but yakking away all the while, mostly in the eager and convoluted style of Jesse's pickup line. On top of the Ferris wheel that was the setting for Orson Welles' big speech in The Third Man, they finally kiss. But this movie isn't about lovemaking. It's an extremely romantic movie about two young people talking. That is both its strength and its weakness, because the talk is so convincing, so very like the talk people really share when they're in their early 20s, that it could easily drive you screaming from the theater. These kids aren't dumb but funny in the Beavis and Butthead Wayne's World tradition, and they're not smart and provocative like the characters in French talk fests by Eric Rohmer or Jean Eustache. These kids are smart, but also terribly naive and pedestrian, and their endless cocksure theorizing on matters they know nothing about could become maddening. That is, if you were not completely charmed by them both, which I have to admit I was. Ethan Hawke's stammerings and hesitations at first put me in mind of a half-pint Warren Beatty, but his performance grew on me. He's no longer the cloying innocent of Dead Poets Society or the blasé narcissist of Reality Bites. He's become an actor of real range. And though Jesse is an oddly formless, malleable character, Hawke makes that seem more a function of his youth than of Linklater's shortcomings as a writer. And Julie Delpy, the pouting ice maiden of so many European films, is completely captivating here. Her dialogue was largely written by Kim Krasan, and it's plainer and less imaginative than Hawke's, but the worldliness and grace in the way she walks and moves contrast beautifully with Hawke's jerkiness. Watching her glide alongside him while he struts and fidgets and cracks his knuckles is like watching a little mini-essay on the relationship between Europe and America, the becalmed old world and the caffeinated new one. Linklater's first film, Slacker, was so offhand and spacey that it was hard to tell what sort of director he might turn out to be, but in Dazed and Confused, he showed he could deftly orchestrate and harmonize dozens of storylines at once. And in Before Sunrise, he makes two talking heads seem absolutely riveting, even if you don't care about a word they're saying. As emerging young directors go, Linklater may be a slacker, but he's no slouch.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.